This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Leaders of the Group of Seven countries and their spouses arrived at the Eden Project in Cornwall Friday evening for a reception hosted by Britain's royal family. Earlier in the day, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the G7 wealthy democracies must learn lessons from the coronavirus pandemic and not repeat errors made over the past 18 months or the mistakes made in the recovery from the 2008 global financial crisis.
I think there is the potential to generate many, many millions of high-wage, high-skill jobs. And I think that is what the people of our countries now want us to focus on.
Leaders of the G7, which includes Britain, the U.S., Germany, France, Italy, Canada, and Japan, are expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion vaccine shots with struggling countries. The pledge includes a commitment from U.S. President Joe Biden to share 500 million doses and one from Johnson for another 100 million shots. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify.